I've watched him since the age of 16. He came through the youth system at Southend United, and even at that age, he was someone who would always stand out. He just always scored goals. I think he scored pretty much every game I used to go and watch when he was in the FA Youth Cup or some of the big youth games that I went along to. He was always one of the ones who really stood out. The only question mark at that age was whether or not he was going to be big enough and strong enough to be able to make the step up to League Two football, which obviously was quite physical and demanding and aggressive and that kind of thing. But he never really had any problems with it, really. He equipped very well indeed, and now it's not really an issue about his size at all. It's just his quick feet and his skills and his goal-scoring ability. He's a real talent, and it'll be interesting to see how he continues that progress by making the step up into the Championship now.
You mentioned about the skills, the videos that we've seen on YouTube of him. He does look incredibly skillful, but what would you say, Chris, if there's one area of his game he needs to work on, what would you say that was?
Probably consistency, I guess. Obviously, he's still very young, so he only really established himself as a first-team regular during the second half of last season with Southend. It was pretty much his breakthrough year. Before that, he'd been coming off the bench and sort of appearing sparingly in the side. So he's got the talent, there's no doubt about that. He's got a great attitude as well. He's a great lad, but he just needs to sort of keep on doing it now on a consistent basis. And if he does that, then Huddersfield have got a fantastic player on their hands. There wasn't particularly one area of his actual game that I would pick out and say, oh, he needs to work on that or he needs to work on this. It's just a question of doing it more consistently and performing at his best time and time again. I'm sure he's capable of doing that, but he needs to do that all season, which he hasn't really had the opportunity to do at Southend because he wasn't in the side towards the start of last season. But towards the end, and from about Christmas onwards, maybe a little bit before that, he was outstanding. But now he needs to perform like that all season, and then it will really start to get noticed.
The Southend website talks about the fact that that they'll be entitled for or to compensation for Jack Payne. Now, of course, a lot of transfers these days, particularly ones involving Huddersfield Town, go for an undisclosed fee. What kind of amount, though, do you think that Southend would be looking for if they got their ideal amount?
Yeah, I'm not too sure of an actual figure. I think when it comes to something like this, obviously, Southend are going to go high because they want to try and get as much money as they can from the club, and Huddersfield are going to go low, and then it'll go to the tribunal, and then it'll meet somewhere in between the two ideal transfer fees that the two of them are asking for. I fully expect it to go to a tribunal. Southend have got a similar situation with their goalkeeper Daniel Bentley at the moment, who also looked destined to depart this summer. So it'll be interesting to see how it's finalised and what eventually does happen. But the way it is, I can't see the two clubs agreeing a fee among themselves. So I think it could well be a long, drawn-out process and one that will be interesting to keep an eye on in the next few months. I think these kind of things, judging by Danny Ings' move to Liverpool, don't seem to get sorted too quickly. So might be back on next year this time talking about exactly the same thing.
I've got to ask you, before we started chatting on air, I mentioned about how I tried to find reaction from Southend fans. It wasn't very easy on Twitter, so I've managed to find a forum. And looking at some of the comments, I'm just going to read a few of these to you, Chris, see if this is like the general consensus of those who follow Southend. Thought you'd have more ambition than Huddersfield, to be honest. Granted, they play in a higher division, but they're hardly prolific. And he'll be back playing with us in 2 years after about 7 appearances, all of them as sub. And somebody else suggesting, well, he's gone to a higher division, but that won't be for very long. Is that the general consensus? Has the idea of the Wagner revolution that Huddersfield are going under, has it not quite reached not quite reached Essex yet?
No, not really. Obviously, it's quite a long way away, isn't it? So let's be honest, the Southend probably don't know too much about Huddersfield, and Huddersfield probably don't know too much about Southend, if we're honest. I guess if you sort of look at it from Jack's perspective, he's going to be making the step up to a higher level, and I'm sure that was one of the main reasons why he decided to move on. I think the talk that he had, I think he was sort of spoken to very positively about his part in the team and that he was going to be a key part in the side, and I think that's what contributed to Jack's decision in making the step up into the Championship and playing in top grounds against top teams and really testing himself. But I guess from a fan's point of view, I guess they're just disappointed because he's a homegrown lad. He's someone that's come through the youth system. He's a real fan's favourite. He's very skillful on the ball. He's very exciting to watch, and the fans really sort of took to him. So I think when you're disappointed to see somebody leave like that, you're always going to... It's a bit like when you get dumped, isn't it? And you're not very happy when your partner goes on and starts going out with somebody else. So I think you just lash out a little bit. But I think the thing is, I think people think that Jack had half a season where he was an established regular at Southend United. I think he's made sort of 80 career appearances, 88, something like that. And I think one or two people, including Phil Brown, actually think that he would have been better suited maybe staying at Southend and playing another couple of seasons and getting 100 games under his belt in the starting lineup, and then perhaps moving on like Daniel Bentley's going to do when he's sort of 22, 23, 24 and he's really sort of made a name for himself, rather than making the move now at a younger age and then trying to establish himself at a higher level. But I think we're all probably a little bit biased. We've all got Southend in our hearts, so we want the best for the club. And of course, we don't want Jack to leave because he is a hell of a talent. So we want him to stay. So it's quite hard to be neutral in that kind of situation. And obviously, we're disappointed that he left because he is such a good player. But good luck to him. He's always done well for Southend when he's played. He's always given his all. You know, Southend will hopefully be well compensated by the move. So it's a win-win situation. But obviously, it is disappointing that he's left because he was such an important part of the side, and it's disappointing that he's not going to be part of Southend next year because he's a very exciting talent.